protests been ongoing today outside Earlsdon Library, gathering signatures for a petition to keep Coventry's libraries open. All 17 libraries in the city are under threat. The council says it's due to government cuts. A final decision will be made at the council's budget meeting later this month. One of the organisers is Floraine Eastlow, and she joins us on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. Floraine, evening to you.
Evening.
What's happened at today's protest then?
Well, a good number of people turned up, children, older people across the generations.
How many is a good number, Floraine?
We had about 60 plus there. We did a police head count and reckon we had about 60 people there. And that's not so bad for something that was put out on social media a day ago. Mm. So we're pleased with that initially.
Which suggests there's a degree of concern about this. And I know they had a huge reaction to this in Warwickshire. Do you think yours has matched the reaction they had down there? Because in fairness, they had hundreds turn up at their protest. Or do you think that's a false perception?
Well, it's not a case of whether it's a false perception. I think we really do need to raise awareness in Coventry. I think there's not enough awareness. And what the hope was today, it was less about Earlsdon Library. It was about raising awareness for people in all parts of Coventry to get out there and fight their library, because they transform lives, and when they're gone, they're gone. They're not going to come back, and a hub won't replace a library. We need to keep it the core to the community feel, and they need to remain.
Hmm. And I understand your sympathy, understand your passion for this cause, but cuts have to be made. They have to try and find money to save. And one suggestion is that people might run their own libraries. So you wouldn't lose the libraries. They just wouldn't be run by councils. Any sense in that idea, do you think, Floraine?
I think there's absolutely no sense in that idea. Some libraries already have volunteers, but libraries essentially have to be run by librarians to fulfil the task of libraries. Training is needed to run a library, and we need to value the job of these librarians. So I don't feel there's any sense in that. I realise that councils are under pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, they need more funding, and they need to find more imaginative ways to think about funding libraries, and maybe sit in one and think this up. But, everyone understands the pressure that the council's under, but they need to review this. Everybody does need a library.
What is it when you say everybody does need a library? What is it that you think that is fundamental about having a library within a community? Why do you think it's a must, Floraine?
Well, it's not just about book lending and stamping a book. There's access to PCs and printers. Some people really don't have that access, and they use it to fill out job applications. A homeless person might use a library to go and, get help to, find a way out of the position. An elderly person within a community with no company can go in their local library and rub shoulders with kids at rhyme time or a knitting group. It's fulfilling a real void in, our communities. I think we need to get past this idea that libraries just about books. It isn't these days. And if we think about, how they were started, they were set up. A great deal of work went to set up for them, for education for the working classes. And that ethos and that generosity still remains in libraries, and we just feel it when we walk into them. So let's just keep them.
And in terms of how you intend to sort of challenge this next, and what you intend to do about this next, where's your campaign go from here, Floraine?
Well, we're going to keep on going. We're going to, encourage as many people as possible to get outside their own libraries. It's not just Earlsdon, obviously. There's 17 libraries, as you've said. And, we'll progress to Council House as well at some point. We need to really gather momentum on this and make the voices heard. People need to get out and fight for them and understand what they really symbolise for our communities.
Floraine Eastlow, one of the campaigners protesting outside Earlsdon Library today about the potential closure of all 17 libraries in Coventry and collecting signatures for their petition. 16 minutes to 6 o'clock.